individuals out and about seeing punk rock and make music, and they make music, and it's just a wonderful community. And on that note, how about a little more Janky Band for you?
I think so. What's up with this one?
Okay, this is a song that Todd sings, and he wrote this song. It's called Iron Brain.
Okay, here it is, Janky Band on Radio Valencia. from Ireland. That is The Scratch, their show. Or, sorry. Sometimes the brain and the mouth do not agree on what needs to be said next. The band is called The Scratch. The song is called Pull Like a Dog. And the album is called Pull Like the Dog. And that is new from them. 2025. That's one of my picks for 2025. Really cool stuff from Ireland. They're coming around in the Bay Area playing at the Brick and Mortar sometime in May. And, you know, I think I will ask if they want to be on the show and play some music with me. What else we hear from in that set, Rich?
Yeah, so right before that was Plaque, good buddies of ours, playing Today's American Dream. And before that, more good buddies, Sparkle Plenty playing Worn Out. Sparkle Plenty will be playing with Sparkle Plenty on Saturday at Hotel Utah. Late show for us. We're going to be coming out around 11 o'clock. And before that...
So take a disco nap.
Exactly. Before that, you heard Iron Brain from Janky Band, and we will be playing that song if you show up either Saturday at Hotel Utah or Sunday at the Brisbane Inn.
Yeah, cool. So let's see. So I was just thinking about songwriting. So where were you, like, I don't know, 10 years ago with your ability to write songs and play?
It was not existent. It was one of those things that did not happen. And to be honest, so the first song that I ever wrote was a song called Uber Girl. I was I was actually working in Los Angeles. We had an office at the biotech company I was working at in L.A., and I stayed with my buddy Matt, who's listening, who's a professor at USC, and we went and saw Bad Religion, and I had to get back early because my son had some kind of sporting event that I needed to go to, so I took a flight out of LAX, and Uber Girl was born, and I didn't know I could write a song, but my buddy Heath, who was in the band, said, "That's a good song." And I was like, "Oh, thank you very much." And because I had no idea that that worked that way, but it did. And then it just started flowing after
so
that.
So the song just sort of arrived in your head. You're like writing along, and then this melody and these words came to you?
Yep. And a lot of times for me personally, it's lyrics that come in and a guitar part that will go along with it. And then I have the drums in my head as well. And, have the ability in many instances, now a lot better than it used to be, but to put the guitar part with the lyrics, and then the drums are in my head. Uh-huh. And I will ask Miss Kibby to put out the drums for the new songs that we're in the process of writing.
And when the song came to you, were you already learning guitar, or did you have to learn guitar?
Yeah, so I played guitar when I was a kid, actually. I played jazz guitar from when I was like 9 years old to about 19, and I was so shy when I was younger that I did not think I could play in front of anyone. It just wasn't happening. And then,
yeah, relatable.
Man, my buddy Joe told me, "Dude, I asked him when we were going to a party in college who was going to be there, and he said it doesn't matter as long as you're there." And that kind of
show up, man. You got to show up for yourself. Sometimes.
Exactly. Clicked in my brain that, hey, I could do this. So I started playing guitar when I was a little older. My buddy Jimmy the Nurse had a guitar in his house, and I started
Jimmy the
playing.
Nurse.
Yes.
Yeah, from down in the neighborhood. Is that his mafia name? Or
no. He's an actual nurse.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, and interesting. I've known him since I was 7 years old, and an interesting thing that is perhaps relatable. He orchestrated a transfer of four organs into four different people from an accident that occurred, and I'm very proud of that. That geezer of mine named Jimmy the Nurse.
Cool. And I have to ask. So were you, when that song came to you, were you able to get the sounds you were hearing in your head out into the guitar?
So that was the first one, and a lot of it was a lot of back and forth with Heath and Todd at the time with that song. But then as there was an evolution, if you will, of my songwriting,
yeah,
and some songs came out fairly relatively well formed. For example, Get Out, which we played earlier,
yeah,
kind of came out, and that was a song, and that was based on actually a Jawbreaker riff that I had in my head. It wasn't exactly copying the Jawbreaker riff, but it came from
it upside down and backwards. And
exactly. Yeah. A lot of songs are kind of inspired by our heroes.
Yeah. Well, my hat's off to you for taking the time to learn guitar, because I am cursed with the ability to like dream and completely realize songs, and I have no musical ability to get them out of my head and into a musical format. So that sounds really cool. So speaking of songwriting, you don't only play songs that you have written, correct?
Yeah, I mean, 90% of the songs we play are songs that we've written, but we do a couple covers. One of them is from my favorite band, not named Janky Band, or Calico, or Sparkle Plenty, or Plaque, or Creedence, but is from the band New Bomb Turks, which is a cover of a Wire song called Mr. Suit. And after that, we are, Todd is very interested in playing a song by Jeff the Brotherhood called Ripper. So we're going to hear both of those songs.
Super cool. New Bomb Turks, Mr. Suit, a cover of a cover of a cover, coming up soon from the Janky Band. But here they are right now, the New Bomb Turks here on Radio Valencia. Thanks so much for listening. Jeff White here on Radio Valencia. This is the Escape Velocity, and we are running down things that we loved in 2025 with my buddy Rich from the Janky Band. What's up, Rich?
Oh, not too much. Yeah, just love that album, and it was a great performance on Thanksgiving in Detroit by Jack White. And then before that,
Eminem on the halftime show for the Lions.
Exactly. Before that, we heard Ripper from Jeff the Brotherhood from We Are the Champions. Not a 2025 release, but a song that we're thinking about covering. And then prior to that, Mr. Suit by the New Bomb Turks.
Yeah, all good stuff. Man, what I want to say, like, so you are involved in, like, searching for a cure for cancer, and, like, just take a moment and just, like, do a call and response thing with the people out there. When I say fuck, you say cancer. We won't be able to hear you, but fuck
cancer.
Yeah, there it is. Fuck cancer, man. So, man, hats off to you for doing work in those lines. I think if you get to our age and you haven't been touched in a very painful way by it already, you probably will be. But, like, I was wondering, like, how does that relate? Do you see, like, a sort of healing force in music also? Are you, like, a witch doctor, a healer when you get on stage, kind of shaman, or how's that play?
I don't know if I've ever been called that, but that would be pretty cool if I was. I think it's really awesome to be able to put out, you know, songs and actually have people, especially people that you don't know, when you look down in the audience and they're jumping around and singing a song that you might have written, and you know it's so cathartic, and it's so fun to experience that. And I think, you know, just the ability of music to have people come together and share, and to bond on a common thing, and also to you know, figure out new things that you've never heard before. Like, you know, I hadn't heard the scratch before I came here on the show, and now I heard the scratch, and I'm probably gonna you know, put that on my want list on my Discogs. So anyone
worth a listen.
Yeah, anyone that's, you know, looking to buy me something for Christmas, I'm just putting it out there, you know. So. And also with science and with cancer, there's also a sharing of information and wanting to do the right thing for really sick patients.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not going to play it today, but I believe you have a song that's a kind of anthem to science and punk rock and beer. What's that song called?
You just said it, actually. Science, punk rock, and beer. And yeah, that is kind of pulls together three things that I enjoy on different levels. You know, in very different ways, but yeah. So yeah, there is a song called Science, Punk Rock, and Beer that you can hear Saturday at Hotel Utah or Sunday at the Brisbane Inn. Janky Band is playing two shows.
Yeah, and Brisbane, a lot of people from the Bay Area are like, Brisbane, where is that? And that's kind of the way we like it in Brisbane, but this time you're allowed to come in. You know, usually you get your ID checked at the entrance, but on that day you'll be allowed to proceed directly to the Brisbane Inn and vibe on the awesome surroundings of Brisbane. It is a jaw-droppingly beautiful and peaceful place with a really happening music scene.
And our buddies Calico are playing with us on Sunday.
Not to be missed. Yeah, I like what you said about you know, music brings people together in ways that other institutions seem to be failing us right now. And there is a really special magic when you get together in a live music setting and groove with a bunch of people who are enjoying themselves at the same time. And not to mention, and you know, there is this book called I think it's called The Body Keeps the Score. And it's about, like, people who have been through trauma. And what it says is, like, a lot of it is, like, the more you move, that's a very healing thing. So the prescription here is for punk rock, live music, if not punk rock, if not the Janky Band coming up, or whatever gets your butt out of the seat and moving. I'm going to play some stuff that I encountered in 2025. Up next is this is a band called Orcutt Shelley and Miller, and I just want to say this is Steve Shelley. The Shelley part of it is Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth, absolute masters of the psycho freakout music in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So I like instrumental stuff, so this is an instrumental one. So just give yourself over to it, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks so much for listening to Radio Valencia. We'll be right back.
just a moment in time, or make a world in one line. The world doesn't need another band. The world doesn't need another band. Should a song exist in this life? Desperate or emphatic or just nice? Should it carry a feeling into chords and leave you watching more? The world doesn't want another band. The world doesn't want another band. Never read the books I said I read. All the places I have been, was in my head. I wanted to recall the good times when we tried, but I let the moment pass me by. The world doesn't need another band. Was it life or death for someone who understands? The world doesn't want another band. The world doesn't need another band. Another band, another band.
That's the Reds, the Pinks, and the Purples on RadioValencia.fm. They're from DJ Fraser with you here on a Monday here in San Francisco, mixing it live with my friend Rich from the Janky Band. Just want to let you know what we were listening to there. Thanks. I've kind of given this a janky invasion to over to the studio today. So thank you for letting me yin out your punk rock yang with a little more with that particular band in their description. They've created a new category, a new subgenre called sadcore. So I don't know. They say the world doesn't need another band. I think maybe you would beg to differ.
I would beg to differ, and I think sadcore is the opposite of the way my brain works.
So. my brain often does dwell on the sadcore. So janky is a way of pulling out of that. It's not always a nice neighborhood in my personal brain, but there are ways to manage it, and music's one of them. We also heard The Wind Is Calling from Pink Breath of Heaven off their album. Colors Make a Sound. I guess there's a synesthesia concept album, maybe. But anyway, they're local also. And, if you like the shoegazy type spacey stuff, that doesn't really get any better than that. We also heard Unsafe at Any Speed from, I'm going to blow the name here, Orcutt, Shelley, and Miller off of their self-titled album. It came out kind of a super group. I think they do mostly instrumentals, if not all instrumentals. Cool show on Live Room. So we talked earlier about how you find music, and somebody just posted it up on their Facebook, like, how did I not hear about these guys? And I was like, maybe I better give it a listen. That's how I found them. And that's a gift we can give each other, is just like telling each other about cool bands. So I've been asking all the questions. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I just wanted to put a shout out to one of my music gurus, Pete, who is in the Apocalyptic Social Club. He has a little thing on Facebook called Album of the Day, and we are currently going through our Desert Island Crate selections. So if you were on an island, what records would you bring? And this is open to any box sets, greatest hits, whatever. So the next song that I've selected, this is called Foreshadowing, Pete, is going to be in my crate. And it kind of pulls us away from the sad core, I would say. And maybe it's mad core instead.
Mad core. Nice.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I have thought about this question, and, you know, it changes. The answer to this, the Desert Island collection changes over the years.
Absolutely.
But currently, I would just basically bring every album that Primal Scream ever put out, because it contains the breadth and depth of every musical genre you could conceive of. And I went back and did a deep dive, because the guy who was a bass player for many years, Manny from the Stone Roses, he just passed away. Mm-hmm. Big year for music, pluses and negatives. We said goodbye to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, R.I.P. Steve Cropper from Booker T and Ace Frehley.
Right.
One of my personal heroes. Getting away from the sad core again. I'm trying to pull you away, Dave.
Yeah, we're celebrating life here.
I've been told that I have a whole group of people that are listening to us over in the UK. So I wanted to give a shout out to Margaret and all my buds that are over in the UK that came out to see us at Festival Fringe recently in Edinburgh, Scotland. And also Scotty the Hottie, the Janky Band security maestro for listening into us as well.
Cool. Jimmy the Nurse, he's not part of the security detail, is he?
Jimmy the Nurse, no. He replaces organs when they're needed.
Okay, my hat's off.
Yeah, Taco Joe's out there too in Florida, I know. So.
Okay. So just last word before we jump back into some awesome music. Hats off for your friend working in the organ transplant. And if any of you out there are not registered as a organ donor, you know, give it a think. I would personally not be here today if somebody hadn't said it's okay to use my heart when I'm done with it. So, near and dear, that guy's my hero, Jimmy the Nurse.
Hey. All right.
Okay, here we go. Back to the music. What do we got?
We got Minor Threat.
Seeds come from delicate flowers. That was the horseshit she fed me for hours. Fast your death, ay 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 ay. And that's not the best thing that happened today.
There was blood, of course, there always is. I recommend the shower if you wanna
kiss. The unpopular parts of a pig, I taste nothing without its permission, I swear. Parts of a pig, I'm sorry, but no one enjoys picking blood from your hair. Tell me a story without saying I. It's harder than it sounds, but so is your life. Whoa, no, and that's not the only commandment I broke.
She waves her lungs in greening clouds. It turns out when you're young, you just mean much more.
The popular parts of a pig, I taste nothing without its permission, I swear. The popular parts of a pig, I'm sorry, but no one enjoys picking blood from your hand. The popular parts of a pig, I taste nothing without its permission, I swear. Sorry, but no one enjoys living up on your head.
kind of caught us by surprise. We were just like rocking
out to some Die Spits. So yeah, that's a band out of Texas called Die Spits that I saw at Mosswood Meltdown, and they just melted my face. And then I saw them at McLaren Park, and they melted my face, and I have no more face because I saw them at the bottom of the hill, and the same thing happened.
He just keeps regrowing though. Like, yes. I don't know what's up with that, but yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So and what's up with Janky Band in 2026? Are you in particular, or the world, with like prognosticate for us, if you will? Or?
Yeah. So our goal, like I said, this year was to do 12 shows, and we did 25. We would really like to spend some quality time with Heath and record. We recorded bits and parts of an EP in the first iteration of Janky Band, and we'd like to have something on vinyl, because I like to collect vinyl. So that's
how many records? Yeah, maybe you don't want to tell the world become a target for.
Yeah, no. 2,756, I think, at the moment. So a couple. And
what is the price? Not in terms of dollars, but like in terms of your relationship or it's impacts to other areas of your life.
It's pretty much I've sold my soul. So that's what, you know. My daughter once said, "Oh, I could buy a really nice car if I sold those records, Daddy." And I'm like, "Yeah, you could." We are planning to play a birthday bash for my buddy Uncle Carlo out in North Carolina, June 20th. That's one thing we're going to do. We have a little side project called Uba Dank that plays covers that is going to play, and Janky Band and a number of other bands are going to be traveling to do that in North Carolina, so pretty excited about that. Todd and Miss Kibbe have a pizza-themed band that they are going to bring to the world for that. And then we hope to maybe tour, play some Southern California venues at some point this year. That would be ideal. We have some picked out, and we'd like to do that.
Super cool. I saw your new merchandise is also headed out this way. It's just like kind of impressive because it has your world tour dates on the back, and it's like I think any big band would be hard to press that many dates in a year. So
it was 25 and just to be clear, 23 of them were in the Bay Area. One was in Scotland. One was in Las Vegas.
I wanted to make it to that Scotland gig, but
it was so fun. Yeah, and you know, when I look back on this year, every time I think about Bottom of the Hill and the Edinburgh Banshee Labyrinth gig, I giggle because it was so cool that we did that. So it's just makes me very happy that we were able to do that. To say we're going to do it and actually do it. So
what a year! Quite a year, 2025. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing some real treasures. I hope that it breaks new ground for folks out there. I did for me. So I'm going to go back and give a deeper listening to a lot of what we heard today. Thanks so much for coming in. Maybe we'll do it again.
Yes, absolutely. Happy to come on in anytime. And I know a lot of my friends would love to do this as well. It's super fun. And thank you, Dave, for having me. It's, yeah.
Yeah, my pleasure. So happy holidays, everybody, from me, DJ Fraser, and Radio Valencia, transmissions from the mission, doing it for the love of the music. And I'm going to have Jose Padilla of Placido Domingo is going to play us out. See ya!
up